illegal immigrants, what would happen if they were offered a safe return home? Do you think they would take it? Well, my next guest is proposing just that. He's Neil Barrow. He's spokesperson for the Coalition to Protect American Workers. And what CPAW is proposing is a private, non-government effort to help illegal immigrants get home at a cost less than that, certainly for a detained and deported illegal immigrant. Neil, great to have you with us here on the Lou Dobbs Show. Welcome.
Lou, thank you so much. And you hit it on the head. And frankly, with the economy being what it is, there are estimates that suggest that up to 500,000 illegal immigrants have expressed a desire to go home, and they do fear the government. And so we think it's in the interest of the American people that we help raise money so that for about 8 to 10 cents on the dollar compared to federal taxpayer dollars, we help these people go home, reunify with their families in many cases, and send a powerful message as to what we believe about the integrity and value of playing by the rules and supporting legal labor at a time of a huge recession in our country.
Now, your organization trying to raise money, I mean, is it, even though it's, you say it's what, 10% of the cost that the government would spend in deportation, detaining and deportation, where would you find the illegal immigrants? How would you seek them out to support their journey home?
Lou, in this economy, it doesn't take a great deal of effort. We made some very, very modest efforts in eastern Long Island, and we have, through private means, already assisted some several hundred people in going home. And frankly, as we get better known, as we establish ourselves throughout this great land, we're frankly feel we're going to be inundated as people who are here unlawfully in the construction trades, in the hospitality trades. They face very high rates of unemployment themselves. They've run out of money. They, in many cases, have separated themselves from their family back home. And for about 8 to 10 cents on the dollar, if we can privately fundraise to get them home, we believe the American people will really help say, we want to help you, but more importantly, we want to say that you need to be a legal immigrant, and we want to support legal labor here in the United States.
Separating legal labor, as you call it, protecting American workers.
That's right.
It's the Fresno Bee. I don't know if you've seen that. The Fresno paper. I don't want to confuse it with the Sacramento Bee. The Fresno paper there did an outstanding series on illegal immigration and the way in which illegal immigrants have been insinuated into the society there in the San Joaquin Valley and how important they are to the agricultural aspect, the agricultural life of that valley, which is the primary industry, of course. And it was just a terrific job because it talked about the use of illegal labor to maintain low prices on produce, but also at the same time acknowledging the cost to the community, to taxpayers, for that labor. In other words, the consumer and the businesses get the benefit of cheap labor that they've hired illegally, and then the taxpayer has to pay for the cost of supporting those folks. It's a very tough, tough economic situation right now. Do you believe that how many illegal immigrants do you believe would take you up on the offer?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Lou. CNN quoted ISIS suggesting that upwards of 500,000 illegal immigrants have expressed the desire to go home. The interesting fact, the reason why we think a private non-governmental organization like the Coalition to Protect American Workers, protectamericanworkers.org, can be powerful is that so many of these illegal immigrants, they fear the government. They don't want to go through the shame and indignity of an arrest procedure, and the American taxpayer certainly can't have a stake in the full cost of a detention and deportation, which some organizations, including Advocates for Illegal Aliens, put the number as high as $17,000 per person. Well, we feel, based upon our average cost to date, we can help send someone home, probably for a family reunification, for between $600-$800, somewhere in that range. That's a lot less than $17,000.
Yeah, it's a lot less. I'm not sure how you get them there. I mean, how would you do that?
Well, they in many cases, they're going to need a passport, and then we put them on an airplane. And we are talking, Lou, about people who have not come to some casual decision about leaving America. You're talking about people who are used to remitting money back home, in some cases hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. They themselves may only be working right now at 20, 30, perhaps 40% of their former earning capacity, and they are not doing what they came to America to do, which is to help their family back home. And they have reached a different attitude, a different perspective. In some cases, they're turning to faith-based groups, and we are appealing to faith-based groups saying, you know what, we will help send these people home because we believe many in our country want to invest, think that this is the right long-term investment, help send these people home, and more importantly, uphold the value and dignity of American labor, who in some cases will never be able to be retrained for some sophisticated high-tech job. They need those hourly wage jobs, and all illegal immigration has done is undercut the value of that entry and low-wage labor.
Neil, let me ask you what seems to me to be the essential question. How do you assure that a person that you help get home isn't going home for a two-week holiday and then returning, crossing the border illegally again?
Lou, that's a point well taken, and there are some ways we do try to vet it, that we do seek qualified, meaningful referrals, but we cannot, any more than the federal government can, we cannot provide an absolute guarantee. What we have tried to do is pick parts of the country where there are different mixes of what constitutes the illegal immigrant.
Yeah, can I say something to you, Neil? Do you know how many times somebody has to have crossed the border illegally to get detained in some sectors on the southern border with Mexico, but the Border Patrol standard and policy?
And that's dealing with Mexico. We're trying to also look at illegal immigrants who, for example, are in Central America.
Right. Yeah. But my question is, do you know how many times in some sectors an illegal immigrant has to have crossed the border illegally before he or she is detained and then deported?
I would imagine numerous times.
In various sectors, from 7 times to 15 times. People,
there you go.
People are just, so sometimes unaware of just how porous that border is. It's a tough issue. It's a tough issue.
And that's that border. But you have people, for example, in Central America, where the cost for them to try to return back into the United States is quite prohibitive, especially given their reduced economic circumstances.
And having to get all the way through Mexico.
Well, we're talking about putting them on an airplane to send them.
No, I'm talking about, though, without your support, they have to make their way through Mexico through ground transportation, which can be very difficult and in some cases very dangerous.
And the Mexicans are not supportive of them coming through their country. How about that, Lou?
Yeah, it's they've got quite a different policy on immigration and border security when talking about their southern border, don't they? Neil, thanks a lot for being here. I really appreciate it. Neil Barrow, he's the spokesperson for the Coalition to Protect American Workers. Thanks so much. Give me a call, 877-